Struggling to connect your faith and career? Biblical Business Training is here to help. At BBT, they can teach you how to apply biblical principles at work, making your professional life more meaningful. Discover the difference faith can make. Visit b-b-t.org.
It's a miracle, baby!
Yeah.
Miracle,
we keep having all these problems. How we gonna solve them? Every day is the same thing. All these unsolved issues, I guess it's official. Here we go again, the same old thing. And I'm tired of the earth, you and I, so goodbye.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Friday. Yes, happy Friday, everybody. I hope that you guys had a wonderful Thursday. Whew. Mine was just fine. Yes, mine was good overall, man. Yesterday, man, first, I feel like I need to apologize for that super-duper quick juice that I did yesterday, but man, I could not help it. I had like 10 minutes, and this thing I know, the time had flown by, and I had a meeting to get into, and so that's why your girl was rushing yesterday. But I hope that you guys received and enjoyed the juice that was given. Yesterday was Thursday, so you know, I was at work over there at Mountain West Church doing my Thursday tasks and things of that nature. There's a lot of stuff going on and whatnot. Y'all just be praying for your girl, you know what I'm saying? And I do my part, right, in the ministry and things of that nature. Highlights from yesterday. I mean, those were the main highlights because, you know, again, being at work and whatnot. I told you guys briefly yesterday I had a conversation with one of my cousins. And so that was really good and whatnot. It has me thinking about, you know, some more endeavors and things that I feel like the Lord is getting ready to have your girl do. So that was good. And then, yeah, other than that, by the time I came on back home, you know, I got something to eat, finished up. I know those that listen to the podcast, man, y'all got the juice real late because by the time I recorded and stuff like that, I did not, like, upload that to the podcast version until, like, midday. So my apologies for that as well, podcast listeners. Those that are looking for morning juice and things of that nature. But at least you know you're going to get it every day. You know what I'm saying? You're getting daily inspiration. But whatever time it is, you're going to get it every day if the Lord's will. So that's one thing. And then, yeah, man, got back home. And I had a chance to do a little rest and whatnot as well. Shout out to my little guy, NJ, man. You know, he wants to go and say hello to those that are live. Y'all can see him right here. You know, he's going to be a good boy while mommy's recording, right? I hope so. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And we'll see about the cookie. Go on. Let mommy focus. So, as for today, man, let's get into this conversation. The importance of the forgiveness of sins. So, what led to this conversation today? Well, I would say it was the time or the second time that I woke up this morning. I woke up earlier this morning. I was looking into some different things, listened to the prayer meditation and did all of that. But I felt led to go back to sleep, which is interesting because when I looked up the verses, I just looked them up and then I, you know, ended up going back to sleep and whatnot. I woke up and looked up the first time that I woke up. And it was interesting that it was talking about me. It was talking about rest again, like, or sleeping or whatever the case may be. And I was like, that's interesting. Because that's pretty much what happened. I looked up that number. I listened to the prayer meditation. I ended up going back to sleep. So, you know, by the time I woke up again and, you know, I'm just scrolling on social media, just doing my thing or whatever. And then NJ woke up and, you know, so we ended up listening to the prayer meditation together. And had a nice prayer and everything like that. And I had an interesting conversation with NJ too, man. Like he was, you know, he talked and asked about several parts of the Bible, but In particular, he started talking about, like, Adam and Eve and telling pretty much that whole account of what happened with that. And then he ended up starting to talk about Noah and whatnot as well. And, you know, I just was proud of my little guy, man, because I was like, look at him, man. He's a little Bible man over here, you know. He's so.
Bible man.
Yeah, you're a little Bible man. Oh, and at some point, so I was scrolling on social media. I think it was Instagram, and we came across this video of a person with, like, boils on their head and whatnot. And NJ, it stood out to NJ. He wanted to hear it. And so he pressed it or whatever. And it was talking about the Mark of the Beast, y'all. Y'all know I told y'all a few weeks ago about the Mark of the Beast video that I watched. And how, you know, I became emotionally, you know, or I responded emotionally to it. And so me and Jay had a conversation about the Mark of the Beast. You know, yes, I believe in pre-trib rapture as well. I'm hoping and praying that, you know, we will not be here when that happens, right? But in the event that we are, we need to be prepared to face, right, that choice and make the right choice, right? And so I talked to NJ about what that choice should be. And since I'm sitting here talking about it now, let's see if he remembers, right? So if anybody says anything about getting a mark, what should we say?
No.
All right, a mark on our forehead, what should we say?
No.
A mark on our hand, what should we say?
No.
What if they try to force you to do it? You got to do it. What you gonna say?
No.
Listen, we all need this energy right here, man. Look, may we all be as bold and
Let me tell you why they have because that they got some big scratches.
Mm-hmm.
They got all of on their hands,
mm-hmm,
and their foreheads. Mm. Even on their back.
Yeah, so we were listening to what the results are, and one of the, you know, rafts is for, you know, those people to get those type of sores and whatnot on their bodies, like NJ just told y'all. And so
I only have little ones.
But that's not a result of that though. But yeah, that would be totally different. And so, you know, honestly, we don't want the wrath of God. Like, the wrath of man might, you know, be a terrible thing to face and whatnot, but do you really want the wrath of God? That is the question for that. But anyway, let's talk about forgiveness of sins, y'all. The importance of the forgiveness of sins. So what led to this conversation today is when I paid attention to the second time that I woke up, which was 7:48. I was led to Luke 7:48, and it says, "And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven." So, you know, I read that this morning. I was like, oh, that's some good news. Are you telling me, Lord, my sins are forgiven? Well, to God be the glory. You know, that I looked at it in that way. You know, I was happy to receive that word, that my sins was forgiven, right? But, you know, I just really started to go deeper in my mind about this. I really started to kind of think a little bit more about the importance of the forgiveness of sin. Because, well, one, I feel like we don't acknowledge sin. We don't know what sin is and things of that nature, right? And so for those that don't know what sin is, you may not understand or appreciate the importance, right? If it's something that you don't acknowledge. And so with that thought on my heart and mind this morning, I kind of wanted to, you know, go deeper as I was, you know, studying and whatnot, to kind of look into, you know, how to explain to someone who doesn't know what sin is, why it's important that their sins have been forgiven through Christ, right? And so I used one of my handy-dandy resources this morning over there at chatholybible.com. I used that app to, you know, help me to explain this to those that, again, may not be familiar with sin at all. So this is what I was led to share this morning based on what I was receiving from that research. So, yes. What is sin? So that's the first question. What is sin, right? So this is what sin is, friends. Sin is going against God's will or falling short of God's standard of righteousness. So that is what sin is. Going against God's will and falling short of his standard of righteousness. Now, the thing is, we all have sinned, right? We all have done this. We all have gone against God's will, and we all have fallen short of God's standard of righteousness. So, again, I say this all the time, that this should make, you know, the way we treat each other and everything, this puts us all on an even playing field. You know, this makes us all the same. We have all sinned and fallen short. The Bible tells us that plainly. So with that being said, even if you don't know what sin is, you've already done it. You know, we can see it in our kids, right? When they come up of age and things of that nature, you know, and then, you know, and we can see manifestations of what that looks like, even, you know, in adults and things of that nature. I mean, you know, I know people may not want to, you know, admit that these things are sin and things like that. But for example, if you're questioning, like if God made you a man and you're questioning that, and God, or God made you a woman and you're questioning that, you are going against God's will. And that's a manifestation of that in the physical, you know. Now I know it can get difficult because it's like, you know, there's quote unquote sin that happens that is not as visual, right, as what I just described, right? I wrote down, I guess, like a general quote to help us understand the an example of sin. So it's actions or thoughts that are morally wrong. So again, it can be an action that is the sin. It can be a thought that is sin. So again, we have all sinned and fallen short. So just because we may see a, you know, in the physical someone else's sin doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have it. You know, again, we all have. And so with that being said, I mean, if we are wanting to receive this gift of the forgiveness of sin, here are some things that was kind of standing out to me in regards to answering my question this morning in regard of explaining the importance of the forgiveness of sin. So this is why it's important. One, it offers us an opportunity to be reconciled with God. Okay, because if you read the Bible, it shows us clearly that basically, if we did not receive the forgiveness, then we could not be forgiven, and we all would be judged according to have sinned. And so all of us would be separated from God, which would be going to hell and things of that nature. All of us would be experiencing that because there was no way to get around sin, you know, because we all have done it. So that's one reason why it's very, very important. Second reason that I came across to explain why it is important that we have received the forgiveness of sin is because it allows us to have a restored relationship with God. So again, we could not be in relationship with God at all, because if God is pure, holy, you know, sinless, righteous, all the things that God is, he can't, I guess, be in the presence of sin. Like, it can't be. Like, it seems to me like even when it comes to the descriptions about Satan and things of that nature, obviously when he had that thought in his heart or whatever the case may be, he was cast down because he can't be in the presence of God in regards to that, right? Now, I mean, that's my humble understanding. I know there's still accounts of, you know, communicating with God and things like that. But obviously, I guess being in a direct relationship for real, it seems to me the understanding is that, you know, in order for our relationship to be restored with God, we have to be forgiven of our sins. And so then number three, the other thing is that it allows us to experience the grace and mercy of God. At the end of the day, again, like, sin, I guess, holds us back from God's grace and mercy. It holds us back from, you know, blessings and things of that nature. Now, yeah, we may be seeing something totally different in the world. We see, again, people that don't care about the things of God. They got all the money, they got all the fame and all that type of stuff. They make their deals, they do whatever they do, right? So I'm not going to sit here, you know, I acknowledge that. And so I know a lot of times we look at those things as the quote unquote blessings, and we get envious, right? We get like, well, how is this? And why I got to suffer over here, but then they over there thriving. It seems to me it's better to do what they doing, right? You know, so that's a whole nother conversation all by itself. But let's keep talking about this again. experiencing the grace and mercy of God. Like, these are the importance of, again, the forgiveness of sins. And so there was something else that was standing out to me this morning to share about that. And it's this. It says, Jesus paid the price so that we, or that when we confess our sins and ask for forgiveness, we can be forgiven and have a fresh start. So again, we have all sinned and fallen short. Because of that, we don't have, or we can't really have a relationship with God. So what Jesus did was made a way for each and every one of us to have that access to the relationship. And so that when we acknowledge that we have sinned, so we have to confess it, right? And then we ask for the forgiveness. And then from there on, you can have a fresh start. You are no longer a slave to sin, as the Bible tells us. We no longer have to, you know, feel like, oh, I have to do this, or I have to do that, or I have to keep going down my dark path, or whatever the case may be. Sin no longer has a power over us because of what Christ did. And so, you know, if you're somebody that wants to truly accept the gift, these are the things that we have to do to accept the forgiveness that God has given us for sin. And one is to let go of past wrongdoing. Okay, you did that. That was your past, whatever the case may be. Let it go. At the end of the day, and so letting it go can be in a lot of ways, right? Let it go and not let it control your heart and mind, right? Let it go and not do it anymore. Things of that nature, right? This is what we need to do. The second thing that we need to do is to seek reconciliation, right? Seek the Lord about what he needs for you to do. How can you be reconciled with him? Now, yes, we know Jesus paid it all and everything like that. But there's something that the Lord wants you to do. So we need to start seeking the Lord about what that is, and, you know, the reconciliation. And then last but not least, I think there was one more thing. Strive to live a life in accordance with God's teaching. I know this is probably the part that we struggle with a lot, right? Because we sit here and think like, well, we all have sinned and fallen short, and we're never going to be perfect. We always sin. So, you know, I should just be able to just keep going and doing my thing because I'm forgiven. No, because if you keep doing the thing, then are you truly, you know, repenting, you know? Are you truly acknowledging your sin and asking for forgiveness and all the other steps that I mentioned a second ago? Like, yeah, we're going to all sin and fall short, right? Yeah, none of us is perfect and things of that nature. And again, we will always, it will sin one way or another, right? But there is something to be said for someone that is striving to live a life in accordance with God's teaching. When you handle the situation completely differently, right? When you sin before, you just, you know, would do the thing and just wallow in it and things of that nature. But when you sin with Christ, then you're repenting of that and you're acknowledging, Lord, you know, I fell short again. And you pick yourself up and you turn around and you keep going in the way that God has called you to go. And so, I mean, you know, there's a difference between the two. There's a difference between, again, living a lifestyle of sin and then someone that, again, is just a human that sinned and falls short. We are going to do that, right? Again, I think I've sitting here been sharing with you guys ways that this is happening in my life, right? Just a few months ago or a few weeks ago, maybe, you know, I'm telling you guys, hey, y'all, I'm falling short, man. I am not, you know, walking in accordance to the Lord and his will and his way for me and his plan and things of that nature. And then here I can come and I repent of that, you know, and I confess that and I share that. And that's even beyond what I guess, not saying what we're called to do. I guess we're supposed to confess our sins, but I don't know if it's that I have to confess it to you. I think it's confessing it to the Lord, right? But that's a whole nother conversation by itself. Let's talk about some Bible, because y'all might just sit here and say like, oh, well, Miracle, you went on that app and, you know, you're just talking and blah, blah, blah. So let's see what the Bible has to say. Okay. 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So there is something to be said for confessing the sin. If you're going through life and acting and pretending as if you don't sin at all and things of that nature, then you're not confessing your sins. You're not humbling yourself before the Lord to acknowledge that, hey, Lord, I am not living according to your will and your way. I am, you know, every description of what sin represents. Like, if you're not acknowledging that and confessing those things, then that's step one, I guess. And when you do that, it's saying that he is faithful and just to forgive you. So again, he's already made the provisions. Christ did it, right? He represented all the sin. So now, because of what he did, we have access, and he's already said that you are forgiven, but you have to confess. And so, yeah, let's keep going. Another verse I felt led to write out this morning was Romans 4 and 7. It says, blessed are those who... Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are recovered. Or whose sins are covered. So let me read that again, all in one. Romans 4 and 7. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. So again, each and every one of us has access to this. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, any of those things. We all have sinned and fallen short. And if you can acknowledge that and confess that, then you are forgiven. And that's ultimately the juice this morning. I mean, it's very, very important, this forgiveness of sins thing. I know we just like kind of skate over it and just, you know, we see it in the Bible and we just think like, oh, my sins are forgiven. That's great. But I don't think we really acknowledge like what that means and the magnitude of what that means. And so, if you feel led to go deeper about these things, I mean, you guys can just go to openbible.info, plug in your sins are forgiven, and check out the different, you know, verses that are there. And you can peruse them and let them marinate on your heart, souls, and minds, man. But I hope if nothing else that you at least understand what sin is, you understand the importance of the forgiveness, and that you will... Now I hope you understand also how to accept the forgiveness and move forward in your life. And like I said, that's the juice. The Bible verse of today is Matthew 28 and 19. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Catch the latest in women's sports and the HBCU athletics on Dr. Cliff Burt's and Friends. Join Dr. Cliff Burt for game analysis, exclusive interviews, and inspiring stories. Subscribe now on all major platforms and be part of the action with Dr. Cliff Burt and Friends.